Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
How's everybody doing? Pretty good? Wow, so many people came out. How are you? So nice to meet you. Thanks for coming.
Harry, it's great to have you here in Toronto. How do you feel about having all these fans down here, man, for you?
I can't believe all these people came. I didn't know this many people knew who I was.
Well, you know, there's something I want to point out before we talking about the new CD, DVD. Do you remember where you were 8 months ago when you performed here in Toronto?
No, I do not.
Okay. This is how modest this man is. The last time he performed here, he was at the Cannon Theater. It was during the G20 summit.
Oh, I remember that.
A lot of people were canceling their shows. Harry did not. He performed here in Toronto. It was a great show.
Well, I had to because the mafia was running the show and they told me they would chop one of my legs off if I didn't. So had nothing to do with y'all. It's just something I had to do.
Well, it was a great thing you did, so thank you. And, you know, Toronto, I know you love Toronto. Broadway is another thing or another place that you love to perform.
I do love Broadway. This CD was recorded at the Neil Simon, the DVD. And then I'll be back on Broadway in the fall doing a show called On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. So I love Broadway.
When you decided to record this CD, DVD, this was almost like an anniversary for you. You've done this before.
I have. The first time I played on Broadway was 20 years ago. I was 22 years old, and this was 20 years later, and it was no less thrilling, and I'm so happy we were able to catch it on film.
You know, what I love about this concert, and folks, like I said, you got to pick up this DVD to watch the show. It's amazing, because you really made it out as a Broadway show. There's even an intermission in this.
Yeah, I don't really like playing intermissions too much because it kind of disrupts the flow of the show, but I thought it would be nice to kind of make this as close to a Broadway show, even though it's not. I mean, we don't have scripted dialogue and we kind of throw songs around and things, but I thought it would be nice to put an intermission there, really make it feel like a Broadway show.
Now, I know the ladies would love this. You know, he sings in Spanish on this. Is that difficult to do? You know, the really
hell yeah, I can barely sing in English.
But your band also, great band. One of the things I noticed in watching you performing, I can't tell if it was something that was rehearsed before or is it like a jam session for you guys when you get together performing?
Well, whenever I watch sports, whether it's football or basketball, sometimes you wonder, was that a real design play or are they just kind of improvising as they go? And I think it's similar to what we do. There's a lot of structure underneath, but there's a huge amount of improvisation, too. So if one thing doesn't work, you kind of improvise and go somewhere else. So it's a combination. But, you know, as far as the songs that we play, obviously those were written before and the arrangements were done before. But within that structure, there's a lot of opportunity for improvisation.
Now, the songs. Describe the songs that you perform, because some you've written and some are standards.
Yeah, I like to sing standards like All the Way You Look Tonight, songs like that, just because they're beautiful songs. And I wrote some of the music in this show. And we also do a lot of New Orleans stuff. I'm from New Orleans, so we play a lot of... Here go Saints. Who said that? Who that, bro? We do a lot. It's really... This album is really a mix of everything that I do.
Now, I know with this album out, you still have time. You're acting. You got some other things on the acting side to things.
I do. There's two movies coming out this year. One's called Dolphin Tale. It's a really sweet story about a dolphin. It's a true story. A dolphin that had her tail amputated, and they developed a prosthetic tail. And she lives down in Florida now. It's with Morgan Freeman and Ashley Judd. It's a really sweet movie. And the other movie is called When Angels Sing. And that one is a Christmas movie with Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson. And we're actually shooting that now in Austin, Texas.
Okay, so when can we expect that to be out?
This Christmas.
This Christmas. So we got something to do over the holidays.
Yeah.
Any chance, though, that you might return to the small screen? I mean, a lot of us love Jen, Will and Grace, right? And from what I hear, you know, there's a job opening on 2 1/2 Men, so...
I'd be the half, I'm sure.
Would you like to return to the small screen?
Yeah, I like TV a lot, especially when I did Will and Grace. It was a very unique situation because it was, in my opinion, at least one of the best, if not the best, group of writers. The actors, I mean, Eric McCormick, you know him, he's from here. Just an amazing group of people, and to walk into a show at its... peak, you know, when it's really working like a well-oiled machine was a great blessing. And that doesn't happen very much. So if I did do it again, I would have to make sure that I could at least be lucky enough to do something like that.
Now, I still have a couple of more questions. I know we still have a little bit of time, but before I do anything else, I have to point out that beautiful young lady over there, that's my mom.
You sure are pretty.
And next week, I'm not going to tell you how old she's going to be, but it's her birthday next
Happy
week.
Birthday. When you're that good looking, it don't matter how old you are.
You know, you have so many fans who love you around the world. How is it that you can always give back the way you do? I mean, what's going on with New Orleans? I know there are still problems. And with all the traveling, all the fans that you go and meet, you still have time to go home and take care of home.
Well, I don't know if I take care of home. I love my city just like all y'all love Toronto. You know, I mean, it's when you're proud of a place or you're proud of someone, and that someone or someplace has done something for you, it goes without thinking that you would do something if they got in trouble. And my city was in deep, deep trouble. And I, along with a lot of other people who did a lot more than I did what we could. So we started a project called the New Orleans Musicians Village. And basically what we wanted to do was bring musicians that had been displaced back to New Orleans. And the people who were eligible for low-income housing, we got them back along with Habitat for Humanity. And we just completed, and we'll be having the grand opening for a huge music center called the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music, right in the middle of this musician's village. And it'll have a toddler park, after-school programs, teaching facilities, internet access for the community, performing space, recording facilities. So I was a very small part of it, but I'm really happy that it's turned out as well as it did.
What's the website we can go to if we want to donate or help out? What can we do?
I think I always forget it. It's like if you look up New Orleans Musicians Village, I think it's musiciansvillage.org maybe. I always forget. There's a few different ones, but if you look up New Orleans Habitat Musicians Village, you can find it.
Now, I got to ask you something, too, because it seems to be going around these days. I want to get your thoughts, though, very quickly on the whole YouTube phenom with so many people, like the young lady who performed with Lady Gaga last night. She was discovered on YouTube. You've got Justin Bieber from Canada who was discovered on YouTube. What do you think about that?
I don't think much about it, you know. People send me links to the funny videos, like that guy who throws the log into the bucket with the seesaw. You seen that? I like those. I don't pay mind to it, bro. I got so much going on. What can I say? It's the way it is. Whatever we're doing right now is going to end up on YouTube. I mean, it's just the whole world is on YouTube.
So, really? Yeah. Get my good side, whoever's putting that on YouTube.
You got two good sides,
please,
man.
Please. Yeah, I know. This side and that side. So trust me, I know. When are you going to be coming back to Toronto to tour? When are you going to tour Canada?
Well, I hope soon. You know, I think everyone who's seen me play up here knows how much I sincerely love it here. I have a lot of ties to Canada. My father-in-law is Canadian. My great-grandmother was from Quebec. So I just love it here. I've come here for so many years, and everyone has been just absolutely so kind to me. So I will come back. I'm just not sure when.
Okay, before we wrap this up, you got to say hello to the folks up there.
Hey, I didn't see anybody up there.
Yeah, I know. They're hard to see over there. And then we got some folks right behind you, too.
Hey, guys.
Right over there.
How you doing? I think that's Jesus right now. How you doing, man? May you know you made it when the Messiah comes to check you out of the record signing. Wow. Okay, thanks for coming, man. That's big. That's a big deal. Well, Harry, he's never come to one of my gigs before.
Well, Harry, look, thank you very much for coming to Toronto. Ladies, I got to tell you something. Yes, his eyes are really blue. Really blue. Thank you so much for coming down to Toronto.
Thanks, man.
Just a blast.
Appreciate it, Rudy.
So folks are going to get a chance to line up. Again, make sure you pick up Harry Connick Jr. in concert on Broadway. I am giving this 5 out of 5 stars. That's my recommendation. So make sure you pick it up at HMV. Stick around. You can watch Harry do some signing. But anything else, make sure you pick this up. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, give it up for Harry Connick Jr.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.